I do have some research skills. I'm an ex-broadcaster, and I have done research on occasion. And I, when I,
but
came across
I, can
you,
the, I can hear the music coming in now, so we're going to have to go off the show now. But thanks for calling. Well, from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, where it's not quite a thaw yet, but it's getting, it'll get there this month. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. We've been having a little bit of technical difficulties. I thank you for your patience. We got a little bit of a late start, and then we had some other problems, but I am here with you live tonight this Thursday, March 5th. Get your pen and paper handy. After the break, I'm going to give you some information about a very interesting book. It's just a very interesting book that I think many of you might be interested in. Well, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen, so thank you for staying with us, and we will be back, so stay tuned, and do listen carefully to the advertisements from our good sponsors out there who help keep this network in operation.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Again, apologies for our failed or flawed beginning here this evening, but I guess we're all in sync now. Just to recap, I want to thank Daryl Bradford Smith for calling in last night. I had asked him to call back after we chatted briefly the other evening. As I say, you know, Daryl and I have differences of opinion on minor matters, I suppose, but in the bigger picture, I think Daryl has got a good handle on what's going on, and since, of course, he shed himself of that horrible burden known as Eric Huffschmidt, Daryl has moved forward and has done some fantastic work on IamTheWitness.com. In any event, I mentioned to you, and I hope you heard it before the break, I want to tell you about a very interesting book that I came across quite by accident. I've always been interested in the story of Jack the Ripper, and I've read quite a few books on the topic. I don't have any strong feelings about it one way or the other. Been a lot of theories out there about who Jack the Ripper was, and one of the latest theories is that he was a master criminal by the name of Joseph Silver. Now, there's been a very interesting book about this. Now, the author, I'm going to give you the author's name first. It's Charles Van Onselen. Charles, just like it sounds, capital, last name is Van Onselen. It's spelled capital V-A-N, then capital O-N-S-E-L-E-N. S-E-L-E-N. Now, I want to tell you right now, a lot of you are saying, oh, I'm not interested in reading about Jack the Ripper. Well, a lot of you will be interested in reading this book because it's more than a study of Jack the Ripper. The book is entitled The Fox and the Flies. The Fox and the Flies. It's subtitled The Secret Life of a Grotesque Master Criminal. Now, why this is interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is that this book by Charles Van Onselen is essentially, without being described so by its publisher or by the author, this book is really an amazing inside view of the international criminal underworld during the late 19th century. This guy, Joseph Silver, became the greatest criminal of his time, perfecting his skills as a burglar, gunrunner, jewel thief, and ultimately trafficker in prostitution and female slavery across four continents. Now, this book, ladies and gentlemen, and I just dropped this gigantic book on the floor here, if you heard that crash. This book is actually an expose of the preeminent role by Jews in international organized crime, prostitution, and other vice during the late 19th century. The author, of course, does not bill it as such, nor would the publisher, but that is precisely what the book is about. And it bears some very uncomfortable facts about that subject matter that I'm sure Abe Foxman is distressed to hear me talking about here tonight. So if you are interested in that subject, as opposed to Jack the Ripper, I think you'll find it well worth reading The Fox and the Flies by Charles Van Onselen. If you do a search of, quote-unquote, The Fox and the Flies on Google, I'm sure you can find this book. It's in the history slash true crime. It's billed as history slash true crime. It does get into the whole theory by the author that this guy, Joseph Silver, who was not an Irishman, that this guy, Joseph Silver, may indeed have been Jack the Ripper. But, as I say, in the bigger picture, what the book tells is the real story about who was running these rackets in the late 19th century and, well, certainly even today. But check that book out, The Fox and the Flies. Speaking of books, I was looking through my bookshelf here today, and I'm holding in my hands three books that were published in the 1950s. First published one in 1949, then reissued in 1958. A book by the name of American Freedom and Catholic Power by Paul Blanchard. And then Blanchard followed up that book with American Freedom and Catholic Power, 1958, kind of an update. Then he put out a book entitled Communism, Democracy, and Catholic Power. Now, then we have another book here put out by the Jewish iconoclast and investigative reporter George Seldes, S-E-L-D-E-S. He wrote a lot of interesting books, ladies and gentlemen, but this book is entitled The Catholic Crisis. And needless to say, it's very critical of the Catholic Church, its policies, the Vatican, etc., as is this book by Paul Blanchard. Now, I'm here to tell you folks that these books received a big hello in the American mass media when they were released, and they were published by mainstream publishing houses. And widely touted, they were, of course, attacked by many people, but the mass media in America really promoted these books. Now, can you ever imagine a major publishing house publishing a book entitled The Jewish Crisis, which would be a criticism of the organized Jewish community and its policies and its religious thinking? Or can you imagine a book entitled Communism, Democracy, and Jewish Power? Or can you imagine a book published by a mainstream publishing house and reviewed in the mainstream media entitled American Freedom, and Jewish power. No, I don't think you can imagine that, because it would never happen. Now, why is that? Is it because there's a German death cult in control of the media? I might snicker if I say that again. German death cult has nothing to do with a German death cult, ladies and gentlemen, being in control of the mass media in this country. Glad we had that conversation with Daryl last night, because he pointed out something that I think is important to point out, that that we got to start facing the real sources, of power that are dictating our lives, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's not a German death cult. It's not Bohemian Grove. No, it's not. Well, you are welcome to call in here tonight. I'm going to be going to the phones very shortly here. I do want to just bring you a couple tidbits out of an interesting book that was written by an Englishman who is a pacifist, apparently. His name is Nicholson Baker. And he does accept the story of the Holocaust in his book, Human Smoke. And of course, that's probably where he even gets the title. But there's a lot of interesting material in this book, which basically presents the thesis that the United States and Britain should have never gone to war against Nazi Germany. Now, that alone horrifies people, but that he would even suggest something like that. But there's a lot of interesting little tidbits in the book, and here's one of them. Now, we all know that those evil Germans rounded up Jews in Germany and evacuated them to the east. Now, that's considered a really horrible thing. But, of course, the Jews were essentially enemy aliens. And that is why the Germans did it. But how many of us knew that in 1939, on September 6, 1939, the French government began rounding up German citizens? The Associated Press reported from Paris on September 6, 1939, Germans may not leave their residences except to go to concentration camps, taking food supplies for 2 days, knives, forks, and underwear. According to Mr. Nicholson, about 15,000 Germans were sent to French concentration camps in the early weeks of the war, a relief worker later estimated. Now get a load of this. About 9,000 of these German citizens were Jewish refugees who had left Germany. Most of the remainder were liberal enemies of the Hitler regime. Because there might be spies, saboteurs, or propagandists among them, they were all interned. 15,000 people were put in concentration camps in France because they were Germans. Now, imagine if typhus had broken out in one of those, in that concentration camp, ladies and gentlemen, and thousands of those Germans had died. That's exactly what happened in the concentration camps in Germany and further east, to where the Jews were evacuated. That's what happened. That's what we know of as, quote-unquote, the Holocaust, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people died during wartime. Well, what if all these Germans had died? What if many, many Germans had died of typhus? Anyway, just an interesting point, I think. And listen to this one. Here's an interesting. The great Winston Churchill, and I use that term very loosely. Winston Churchill was one of the worst war criminals of mankind's history. But we're going to a break. I'll tell you a little bit, interesting little story about Churchill, as he was once referred to in a very entertaining little booklet about him, that bastard Churchill. Well, those of you who love the British Empire probably won't like what I'm going to say about Churchill, but it's just the truth. You can handle the facts. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about Winston Churchill, this big warmonger of the 20th century, certainly one of the biggest warmongers of all time, responsible for the deaths of millions of people. Nicholson Baker, in his book Human Smoke, describes how Charles de Gaulle was visiting Churchill in August 1940 in Britain, and Churchill was waiting for the Germans to attack. De Gaulle said that Churchill was finding the weight hard to bear. He raised both fists to the sky. "So they won't come," he said. De Gaulle said to him, "Are you in such a hurry to see your town smashed to bits?" And Churchill said, "You see, the bombing of Oxford, Coventry, Canterbury will cause such a wave of indignation in the United States that they, the United States, will come into the war." No wonder they called him that bastard Churchill. He was eagerly awaiting the destruction of those beautiful cities and the murder of British civilians in Oxford, Coventry, and Canterbury. That's what kind of bastard Churchill really was. You know, they should dig this war criminal up and take his rotting corpse and hang it from a lamppost. I mean it, seriously. This guy, I mean, I knew he was bad. I mean, I've read a lot of things about Churchill, but I mean, he's really bad. Here's one other little tidbit from the book before we go to the phones. Now, we all know about Mahatma Gandhi. He is widely revered to this day. Well, he did say that his sympathies were with the Jews, and he said, if ever there could be a justifiable war in the name of and for humanity, a war against Germany to prevent the wanton persecution of a whole race would be completely justified. However, he said no war was justifiable. Now, this is what's very, very interesting. Here's what Gandhi said about Palestine. The cry for the national home for the Jews does not make much appeal to me. It is wrong and inhumane to impose the Jews on the Arabs. He said there are hundreds of ways of reasoning with the Arabs if they, the Jews, will only discard the help of the British bayonet. As it is, they, that is the Jews, are co-sharers with the British in despoiling a people who have done no wrong to them. I suppose they're going to say Gandhi's anti-Jewish, that he's a Nazi apologist, that he's this, that he's that. I suppose they'll... what can I say, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Well, I do want to make one mention of one other item before we go to the break, and when we come back from the break, we'll go to the phones. Stephen Walt, the author of The Israel Lobby, has written an article calling Richard Perle a liar. And, of course, Richard Perle is a liar. Richard Perle says that the neoconservatives, the kosher conservatives, as I call them, had nothing to do with getting the United States in the war in Iraq. Well, I'll tell you who else is a liar. Mark Weber, the Institute for Historical Review, is a liar. Now, we know that he's a liar, but he's proven to be an egregious liar. Now he's attacking his critics who raised issues with Mr. Weber regarding his infamous essay asking whether Holocaust revisionism was relevant. Now he's suggesting that these people are basically cultists who think the IHR should be exclusively devoted to the subject of the Holocaust. He says that these people think the IHR should be the Institute for Holocaust Review. And then he goes on to proclaim very grandly that the IHR's mission was never only ever about Holocaust revisionism. Well, this, folks, ladies and gentlemen, is precisely the point that caused the rift between Willis Cardo and Mark Weber, aside from the fact that Andrew Allen of the Mossad and the CIA was working behind the scenes there. But the fact is that Willis Cardo wanted to broaden the approach of the Institute for Historical Review to bring in as many people as possible and bring them the message of Holocaust revisionism in a much bigger package. And yet, when Willis Cardo suggested that, Mark Weber began tearing his hair out, as did certain other parties who I shall not name, very, very distressed that Mr. Cardo wanted to reduce the amount of paperwork, amount of published work, but maintain it continually. This is why Weber then began getting on the horn with people and saying, oh, my God, Willis Cardo is trying to destroy the Institute for Historical Review and curtail our research into the Holocaust, et cetera, et cetera. No, Willis Cardo didn't intend to do that. What Willis Cardo wanted to do was expand the outreach of the Institute for Historical Review to a bigger and broader audience and bring the message of Holocaust revisionism to a much bigger audience. Well, now that Weber is under fire, when so many prominent revisionists, I can't even begin to list them here, it would take a whole hour, and when so many prominent revisionists have been calling for the removal of Mark Weber from the Institute for Historical Review by its board of directors, by its puppet board of directors, I might add, now Weber is saying that, oh, well, all these Holocaust cultists, as he's called the people who are interested in the Holocaust, slap in the face to all these people who've literally risked life and limb. People like Robert Farathon. Oh, Mark Weber. Where's the piano wire, ladies and gentlemen? Where is the piano wire? We're going to go to the phone when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are going to go to the phones in a minute. Now, people are going to accuse me of taking a cheap shot here, but I can't resist. As I say, I have no brief for Mark Weber. He caused me great personal distress for many years, great financial distress, lost my life savings because of him. Of course, he also destroyed not only the Institute for Historical Review, but Liberty Lobby in the spotlight. But, you know, I just rewatched the other day the famous Nazi propaganda film, The Eternal Jew. And I have to tell you, folks, there's a scene in that film where they show, the narrator says, here are Jews as they really are. Now here are the Jews as they transform themselves into modern Europeans. Well, one of the faces they show looks exactly like Mark Weber, a young Mark Weber. And then it shows this Polish Jew being transformed into the perfect Berlin gentleman. Check it out. If you've ever seen that film, The International Jew, you will see this guy who is a splitting image of Mark Weber. No, I'm not saying Mark Weber's a Jew, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just taking a cheap shot, I guess, at Mark Weber. I won't go any further. Let's go to the phones. We have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up, or come on down, as the case may be.
Well, hello, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, pretty good. I ordered some of the business cards from RBN, I haven't received them yet. I guess it says what, you listen to RBN because you can handle the truth?
Well, you know, I haven't seen the business cards myself, so I can't tell you. I would imagine they have the call letter, or the, not the call number, but the internet. I don't know. I should get them myself.
Yeah, because, you know, there's actually two very good reasons to listen to RBN, Michael. The first reason is, the first good reason is you listen to RBN because you can handle the truth. But actually, more importantly, you listen to RBN because you can handle the lies. Okay?
I'm not quite sure exactly what you mean.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, it'll probably become more evident, I guess, as time goes by. But, I don't think this Holocaust promotion lobby really has their ducks in a row, Michael. And I'll tell you why. I was at the bookstore myself, and even the complete idiots haven't come out with their guide to the Holocaust yet.
That's interesting. They have complete idiots' guides to everything else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Awful funny that there's no complete idiots' guide to the Holocaust. There's no dummies' guide to the Holocaust either. You know.
I'll tell you what. One of the best little books on the Holocaust is Jürgen Graf's book, The Giant with Feet of Clay. Because he specifically takes on Raoul Hilberg's famous book, The Destruction of the European Jews, that might not be the title of it. It may be the Extermination of the European Jews. But in any case, Jürgen Graf's book on that topic is really, really a wonderful book. It ranks right up. It's a completely different approach from Arthur Butt's book, The Hoax of the 20th Century, but it certainly puts things in a different perspective. And if people haven't read that book, Giant with Feet of Clay by Jürgen Graf, its last name is spelled G-R-A-F, they should check it out.
Yeah, I haven't read that book yet.
Good book. Good book. Very good book.
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't read it. I don't have a copy of it, and I haven't read it yet. But, I don't know, Michael. Now, I have this pilot newspaper in my hand, and I was just reading the article while I was kind of listening to you here. The latest edition of the Pilot, you know, the America's oldest Catholic newspaper,
okay.
Is top Vatican official to attend Holocaust Memorial rededication. But have you heard of this Cardinal Walter Kasper?
He's not offhand, no.
Yeah, he's president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and the Pontifical Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews. But, you know, I don't know. I think about the Catholic Church's relationship with Protestants, or their relationship with the SSPX. And, you know, I just find it very interesting that of all the different organizations and people and, you know, endless entities that the Vatican and the Catholic Church could have, that no relationship with anybody, with, as I say, whatever you want to fill in the blank there, whether it's Protestants, as I say, or the SSPX, they keep emphasizing this special relationship, their special relationship with the Jews and everything. And, you know, and I can't help but conclude, Michael, I think the ultimate relationship, really, when you really stop and think about it, I mean, you can be married, you can have a relationship with your spouse or with your children, but really, when you're a slave and you have a master, that is really the ultimate, the most special relationship that can exist in this world.
That's exactly, I'm sorry to say, what it appears is happening right now with the international organized Jewish community and the Catholic Church. I mean, we had Cardinal Mahoney out in Los Angeles saying that Bishop Richard Williamson is barred from any Catholic institutions out there. I mean, what a rat this guy is. Talk about a need for piano wire. My God. Listen, Bob. Dave, I got to move on here. I have a whole lineup of callers here anxiously awaiting to say what they
Michael,
have.
Michael, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
You know, even in terms of this master-slave relationship, that's actually the relationship that Christians have with our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the master, and we're his slaves, the servants. But I just, you know, in other words, that's the ultimate relationship, special relationship that anybody can have is the slave with their master, you know? And, and just one last thing, Michael, let me just say this. You know, when I see these Buddhist monks, like over in Tibet with the communist Chinese taking over Tibet, and I see these Buddhist monks immolate themselves, I mean, that's a real life Holocaust that's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Now today, Michael, you know?
Yeah, so, no, absolutely, and these are people who obviously really believe in what they believe, and they're making their point. But I'm beginning to think we need to burn up some of the people that are trying to burn us up.
Yeah,
the way it goes. All right, Dave, good talking to you. Let's go to Illinois with Steve. Steve, what's going on?
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Well, I don't know if I can contain my anger. I'm very volcanic over this Daryl Bradford Smith. I never heard of the guy before. He seems to be a non-entity, a nullity. This guy here, you know, I would swear that he's some kind of subconscious MI6 agent of influence. When he gets up there and he starts talking about, German receiving payments from these Jewish banks, how does he not know that these weren't ransom payments? These payments came in the early 1930s or whatever. He never tells you a damn thing about it. He's like Alex Jones. He's twisting the truth.
Well, now let me tell you something about that. No, Daryl's no. Well, I don't know that for a fact, but I feel pretty confident Daryl's not MI6. But I will say this much: I saw the other day someone had pointed it out to me that Daryl has on his website a link to some information by someone named Gert Timmerman, who claims that these Jewish banks gave money
to
the Nazi Party. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to have to look in the ultimate source on this, and that's the book by James and Suzanne Poole, Who Financed Hitler. I don't recall seeing any of those banks mentioned in that book. So it sounds to me like that information is suspect. I do know, as I pointed out on this program, that there was a Jewish banker gave money to Adolf Hitler's enemies inside the Nazi Party to try to defeat Hitler. But those other payments that this guy Gert Timmerman alleges, I don't recall seeing anything like that in the book. So,
well,
Daryl and I don't see eye to eye on everything. And in fact, I'm going to research that matter and send the material to Daryl, because Daryl is he's a hard driving guy, and I think he's on the right page. And as I say, there's always going to be differences of opinion, but I think Daryl's a smart guy, and when he sees the facts, he'll know what the facts are.
Well, You remember that Himmler was taking bribe payments to save the Hungarian Jews, don't you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he says one or two payments. Why one or two payments? Why didn't they just keep paying them all along?
There was a lot of that. I just came across something in this book, a book yesterday or the day before I was flipping through it. There was, in fact, a lot of that where they cut deals where I think Goering also did the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He had a list of protected Jews.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. You know, on his website, he's got the Pope as a Zionist. And you know, this guy, he's rapping, he's anti-European Union. What does he want? Does he want Überfremdung? This is a good Anglo-Saxon concept. That means over-foreignization. He says, oh, yeah. You know, we shouldn't have a united Caucasian race. What we should do is we should have the English and the Irish sitting on those islands separate from everybody else and let all the foreigners from Africa or Asia come in. Great. You know what they ought to do? Ship all the Turks from Germany to Daryl Bradford Smith's hometown in England. Then take all the damn Moroccans from North Africa and ship the ones in France and ship them all over there. They're so enamored with them. You think we're so bad, the ethnic people? You'll get somebody that's way worse. I'll go even farther on this. You want me to go farther? You know, they trace this back from the DNA. As this was done at Oxford, and they said, well, these people, you know, the English people, the Celtic people, were descended from the Basque region of Spain. Yeah, they're DPs. They're displaced people. They have an affinity for these Spanish people. While during World War One, they outlawed the German language. So, and I know this from my own grandmother, but I also read it in the state of Iowa. Now, why not German as a second language and outlaw the Spanish language? Because they're spiritually, there's a common cause between the Celtic people and the Spanish region of Basque region of Spain.
That's interesting. I actually have a couple Basque friends, so that's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
And then the last thing, you know, I hate to harp on this, but he's arguing that black is white. The Germans say, you know, iron more vice washing. You can't wash a black or more white. Now, that's a German saying, not an English Anglo-Saxon saying. So he's got this one black on there, and her name is Nancy Bank or Banks, something like that. And he's taken her as a role model that everybody should emulate. That what do you do with people like that? They're going to argue that black
is white. I'll have to check that one out, Steve. I didn't see that.
Well, also, he's got this guy on there, Archibald Ramsey. You know, he says Archibald Ramsey, he was such a nobleman, you know, nobleman, nepotism, corruption. Maybe that's the reason why people want to bust up this stuff. But at any rate, he talks about this guy going to Sandhurst and then joining the Coldstream Guards in 1913. Now, this guy is supposed to be Oswald, what was that one? Mosley-ite and all this other crap. But notice that Daryl Bradford Smith, he leaves out the time period between 1914 and 1918 after this guy, this Ramsey, joined the Coldstream Guards. I'll bet money that he was in World War One. You see, bayoneting Germans.
I tell you, though, about Ramsey. Ramsey opposed going to war against Germany in World War II. I don't know about World War One, but World War II, he definitely, he was interned in a British concentration camp because he opposed the British war policy. So Ramsey, in my estimation, I'm sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Was he with Sylvia Pankhurst? She spent time as a conscientious objector in English jail.
That name sounds familiar. I don't know that he was associated with her, but okay. He was very much, the Jews did not like Archibald Maul Ramsey.
Well, like I said, you know, there are a number of objections, you know, that I have to what this guy is dishing up. I can't understand what this guy is thinking. You know, I'll let you go, Mike. But
okay, listen, good to hear from you as always, Steve. All right, let's go to Washington with Cody. Cody, come on up.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Cody?
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm doing good. Listen, I've been listening to you for years, and it's my first time calling in.
Good for you. All right.
Well, yeah, a lot of respect for you. I appreciate your work. Well, listen, in response to what that last caller was saying, I know where you're coming from, but I've been listening to Daryl Bradford Smith for years, and he's been right on track dozens of times.
Oh, absolutely. Like I say, yeah, Daryl has a good understanding of the big picture. No question about that.
Yeah, he does. And you know, the thing is, though, is people need to understand that there is an element of truth to what Daryl says about Nazi Germany. He may be wrong about thinking that Hitler was the ringleader and having, you know, Zionist support latch on to, you know, to the Third Reich, because that's false. However, no Stalin, no Hitler. No Hitler, no Israel. You know, I've talked with Frank Weltner, and Frank Weltner's asked me, you know, where the heck does Daryl get these ideas from? And I explained to him that it was Eric Hufschmidt. And Hal, one of the things that Hal Turner and I differ on is the fact that Daryl for Smith denies the fact that the white race is under attack. And, you know, the thing is I respect him for that because, yeah, I am a separatist, but I respect Daryl for going his own way. He doesn't care what people think. He says,
no, you know, that's,
to hell with
that,
you, I'll
yeah,
do my
you know,
own
that's something I've always
I'll
liked about Daryl. Yeah.
But yeah. On that, though, Daryl Bradford Smith was one of the only people in the alternative movement who was talking about the demise of Wall Street and the fact that Wall Street was going to go into cardiac arrest before anybody else was. And so, yeah, I mean, I get mad when he, you know, when he bashes white nationalists, which I am. But if you look past that, I think you'll find a lot of gems in Daryl Bradford Smith's work.
I agree. You know what I mean? It's and as I say, the problems that Daryl and I had were mainly this is a couple years ago now, that they were the work of Eric Hufschmidt, and little did I know it, but Christopher Boleyn and his Khazar advisor Myers. So this was you know, Daryl and I got caught up in something we didn't even quite know what was going on. All right, Cody, appreciate your call. Stay tuned, folks. Squeeze in another caller when we come back.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out of the box approach.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, welcome back, folks. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have time for one more caller. We're going to go down to Texas with John. How are you tonight, John?
Hello.
How you doing, John?
Well, I'm out of breath running from all the Nazi death cult members.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I'm out of breath from running from all those Nazi death cult members. And they were screaming at me, you know, watch out for that Michael Collins Piper. He's a Jesuit coadjutor.
That indeed I am. Yeah. I confess.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's you know, I guess a bit of kismet, or for lack of a better term, that Daryl Bradford Smith was mentioned. But there's something I believe is of extreme importance on his website to share with people, and this is concerning, like, the evil Germans, right? It's actually a letter to President Obama, members of the House of Representatives, dear members of the Senate, and citizens of the United States of America. And this is from three doctors. Will be under the title on Daryl Bradford's IamTheWitness.com site. It will be on the right-hand side. Warning against adverse health effects from the operation of digital broadcast television stations. And if you click on that and read it, study that they have done in Germany has obviously incited them to write this letter to warn people of the dangers of this new ground-based system with what's happening with people because of exposure to this type of signal.
That's very interesting. I didn't know about that. That's very, very interesting.
If I could just give you a brief on it, it's you know, a couple of pages long, but I'm only going to give you two paragraphs. How about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, on May 20th, 2006, two digital broadcast television stations went on the air in the Hessian-Rhone area, Heidelstein, Kreuzberg, which until recently had enjoyed rather low mobile phone radiation exposure levels. Within a radius of more than 20 kilometers, the following symptoms that occurred abruptly were reported. Constant headaches, pressure in the head, drowsiness, sleep problems, inability to think clearly, forgetfulness, nervous tensions, irritability, tightness in the chest, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, depressive mood, total apathy, loss of empathy, burning skin, inner burning, leg weakness, pain in the limbs, stabbing pain in various organs, crease. Now, anyways, just to give an absolute minuscule nutshell here, those who are, they had taken some test subjects or patients into another area behind some hills and mountains out of the way of the waves, and their symptoms disappeared rather rapidly. But I just think it's extreme. It is very important for you know, citizens of the U.S. to know this. You know.
It almost makes me glad I don't watch television.
well, me too. I, you know, I mean, for those that are glued to the one-eyed Zionists in the living room, I guess it might fly over their heads. But, you know, for people that just want to maybe read between the lines on BS and all that or whatever, I mean, still, nevertheless, they're going to be exposed to the same thing. Very in-depth thing, but I thought I'd
choose,
just leave
choose your poison. That's about what it comes down to. I think people would be much better off listening to RBN right on the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, John, thanks for that interesting information. That's pretty scary, actually. All right, folks, we're wrapping it up. Apologies to the callers we couldn't bring on, but you know where we'll be tomorrow night, right here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org.
With recent internet.